be able to lead such a team, it's out of this world, mate, when I think about it. And to be able to tell mum and dad, it's huge. Like, two people that migrated from Samoa to create a better life for their kids. Yeah, it's, sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional, eh? But it's pretty crazy. And, yeah, like, yeah, to be here for them, it's pretty special.
Yeah, proud moment for Adi Savea. Extremely emotional for he and his family over the weekend when he was named the All Blacks captain. There was some conjecture about the options that Ian Foster might go for, but it will be Adi Savea that leads us out against Australia at Perth at the weekend. A proud moment for his Hurricanes coach too, I'm sure, Jason Holland, who's been very much part of Adi's development as a leader. Good morning, Jason. How did you feel when you heard Adi's name mentioned?
Yeah, morning, Smitty. Look, I'm delighted for him. Listening to that again, he's a man that wears his heart on his sleeve and obviously means a hell of a lot to him. But, it's awesome. He's a leader in his own way. It's how he sort of loves to lead by example. And he's a guy that has a real emphasis on making sure the people around him are really comfortable. So, the boys love him. So he'll play his part in that leadership group, and maybe the Bodies and the Italics might pull the strings off, with the footy a little bit more and hard to make sure the boys are all pulling in the right direction. So, pretty happy for Ards. It's awesome for him.
So what does he do in your environment, in the Hurricanes environment, that you notice, like during the week, for instance, as you get ready to name your squad, as you get ready to practice combinations? Is Adi vocal, or is he just, a man of his actions in that respect?
Look, he's vocal when he needs to be, and I think as a leader, when you speak and people turn around, I'm taking heed of whatever's being said here. He speaks when he needs to be speak, but he's the one thing that I notice with Ards is that the little bits he does behind the scenes that you might not pick up the first time, like making sure he sorts out people that haven't quite nailed their roles and sees where people are at mentally. So he's, and he works away behind the scenes without, he'd do a hell of a lot that people wouldn't see, to be honest.
You think captaincy comes naturally to him? I mean, you look at some leaders and you just know they're leaders from the get-go, but and others develop the art of leadership as they develop their own game. Where do you think Adi Savea fits in that bracket?
Oh, I think he's really natural in the leadership group these days. He plays a massive part, as I said earlier. So the captaincy and the leadership part is definitely becoming more and more natural to him. But the way that leadership groups and captains operate these days, I reckon, is perfect for Adi to be that guy who can be the boss, but have a couple of really strong, influential guys around tactically and technically around the game to work with him.
Talking to Jason Holland, of course, who's head coach at the Hurricanes, about Adi Savea and the Hurricanes as well and other matters. And the loose forward mix that the All Blacks have available to them. Obviously, Adi's going to be a starter. He's probably going to be an 80-minute man. Where do you see his role in the mix that they've got now?
I still like Ardis at 8. I've sort of said that for a few years, and I still think that that's a spot for him. With him and Dalton at 7 and 8, I'd be pretty happy with that. But he can slot in. They've got a few tests to get through in the next few months, and I'm sure he'll play a bit of both. But for me, he gets his hands on the ball at 8 a little bit more, and those carries, trademark carries, you don't see as many of them when he's playing 7 for me, and that gain line and the carry is massive in the game these days, I reckon.
Dane Coles is out with injury. He's had issues with a calf problem. Had a few of those. Is that a bit of a concern to him? Are you keeping in touch with Colsey a wee bit?
Yeah, I had a little couple of messages with Colsey. He's another man that wears his heart on his sleeve, and so you know when he's really disappointed or when he's really up. But he's been there before with the calf. It's a little niggly one that linked to his back, and he's just got to keep getting his back right. But he'll bounce back. He gets really, really disappointed when he first gets injured, but he's setting about his rehab massively at the moment with us, and I'm sure he'll be joining that tour at some stage.
Looking forward to next season with the Hurricanes. What stage are you at now in terms of finalising squad members and programs with what's coming up?
Yeah, you work away, and we've got five or six spots to fill. You know, you normally fill that through the Bunnings, but that's obviously on hold now, so we're on hold a little bit, got five or six spots to fill, but yeah, it's probably a good opportunity for us as coaches to sort of switch off a little bit from the footy and sort of enforced by COVID, but watching a hell of a lot of league and golf at the moment, to be honest. But, you know, we're in good shape. We've got some good additions there in the forwards there with a couple of key boys in key positions, and looking to develop a lot of the young boys that have had a year and, you know, year of super already, and hoping for them to really make some big strides going forward next year.
Well, you've got a couple of former All Blacks coming into the mix. They're the ones you're talking about, I'm sure. First of all, Owen Franks and what he could bring to a front row, to be fair, that's still very much in the developing phase, even though you've got a couple of All Blacks in there, two or three All Blacks in your loose forward mix. They're still, as a unit, still developing. So what does Owen Franks bring to you?
Yeah, look, I think first and foremost, Owen's looking forward to coming back and performing. The easy thing for us to do would say, well, let's look to Owen to help develop everyone around him. But first and foremost, he's desperate to come back and play some good footy and really, you know, stamp his mark on it with his rugby. But the obvious things that we'll see from him is he's the ultimate professional. Boys will learn just by watching him, just by rubbing shoulders with him as the way he operates and what his days look like and what he eats and all those sorts of things. And obviously the stuff around the set piece he'll be massive with. So we're really looking forward to him. And as I say, he's really looking forward to coming back and competing to play and dominate some scrums. And obviously Dom Bird's coming back as well. You mentioned the All Blacks. He's come back and started well with Wellington and fitted straight in. And boys are loving the little bit of detail he's bringing to the lines and their line-out stuff. So, yeah, those two boys will be massive for us going forward.
And TJ Perenara back, and that certainly adds a lot to your leadership group. And, I mean, we just know then when TJ Perenara puts on the Hurricanes jersey, things happen.
Yeah, like it's awesome to have him around. You know, the energy goes up a couple of levels when Teej comes around, and you know, he'll be awesome to have back. We had, you know, some young nines doing a good job last year, but we've got, you know, having Teej back will be just another level of, as you say, a bit of leadership, a bit of energy, and a bit of maybe some game management stuff for us. So, you know, he's obviously, it'll be great to have back, and the boys will be looking forward to that.
Just one jersey out is the 10 jersey, your general. Who are you looking at, and how you're filling that spot there for your pivot?
We're still, like one of the younger guys I talked around who we look forward to learning from his time was obviously Ruben, played a little bit of there. Ruben Love played there, and he's still there, and I don't know, he's impressing a few people around the place, but we're looking forward to seeing, working really hard with him to get him to the next, another level. Jackson Garden Bishop's coming back. He had an Achilles and is just about back into it now. And another young fella, Aidan Morgan's there at 10. So we're a little bit undecided as to whether we need to get another spot in there for 10, but we'll see what happens with that. But looking for some real development from some of those young boys.
We just got a text in, actually. Can you ask Jason if Artie has signed for the Hurricanes next year?
I think he's definitely, well, you never say definitely in this game, but no, he is going to. I think it's a matter of that, just crossing the T's and dotting the I's with New Zealand rugby at the moment.
Okay, Jace, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Great news for Artie, and it sounds like you've got things ticking over pretty well in your development. All the best with that. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Mike. Cheers, mate.
Jason Holland there, head coach of the Hurricanes, with his thoughts on Artie Savia as the new All Black captain and the way that the Hurricanes are starting to build with experience. A lot of experience coming into that pack all of a sudden in a couple of areas that might have needed some attention as well. Dominic Bird will add a lot of height to the line-out, and of course Owen Franks, over 100 test matches for the All Blacks. His value is completely and utterly undoubted.